hesitate to even say this out loud because I'm afraid it might jinx us, and it might also lead to time-released humiliation. You know, maybe some delayed embarrassment. One of those deals where somebody might remember what I said here, and they say, "Remember that crazy shit you said back in 2019, where you predicted something, and now look at it." You know, could one human being be any more wrong than you? I don't need that. You know, the 10-year from now guy doesn't need that either. I mean, I'm fairly confident that the 10-year from now Jeff K doesn't need that kind of bullshit in his life. So I'm concerned. That concerns me too. The jinx part, you know, it's one of those deals where it's like, you know, a pitcher is throwing a no-hitter. You don't talk about it. You don't bring it up. But I think the fact that we're 8 to 10 years, you know, removed from this deal, I think that we might be safe. Because I don't think a jinx has that much juice, you know. Once you trigger a jinx, I'm thinking, and I don't know how I would know this, but it feels like I do know it. Once you trigger a jinx, you know, best case scenario, it's only got 3 years in it. So a jinx doesn't have, I don't think, has a 10-year, you know, lifespan. It only has like a three, 4 years tops. You know, I've never done any like investigating or research on jinx juice, but that's what I'm thinking. So I think we're pretty safe on that part. The humiliation thing, that's a problem, you know. But you know, I'm gonna throw caution to the wind and tell you guys about this today. You know, during the last year or so, Tony and I have gotten it into our heads that we might actually be able to, you ready for this? We might actually be able to retire, you know, at a normal age and live a semi-normal life. We have, I have an actual old-fashioned pension from Time Warner sitting there percolating, you know. You know, so I'll be getting a monthly check from that deal, from my 17 years of service. They don't offer those anymore. And companies don't offer, like, old-fashioned pensions anymore. Now they just offer 401k, which is fine, but it's not the same as a pension, you know. So I have that. We also have 401ks. We'll have Social Security, I hope. So you feed all that data, into the hopeful estimating machine, and it spits out this report that shows that we could actually retire, maybe. It's unbelievable. And be able to live like pretty much the same lifestyle we're living now, but not work. Can you believe that shit? I couldn't believe it. I mean, I assumed that, all my life I've assumed there's not going to be a retirement. The day I, quote, retire is the day my bloated fat ass falls out of a chair, probably while wearing a security guard uniform, and, and die on the floor. How's that for a pretty picture? You know, I mean, I won't be a real security guard. I mean, let's be serious. I'll be one of those old fat men that is a, quote, security guard. Just plant them behind a desk somewhere, some building, some business that's never going to get robbed, you know. You just sit there. And the expectation is, well, there's no expectations other than, well, if some shit goes down, I'm sure the fat ass can make a phone call, right? So that's the beginning and the end of the expectations. And that's what I assumed that I'd be doing. You know, that's the way I'd play out my life. You know, after the real adult jobs had enough of me, jettisoned my ass, then I'd go into that last phase, you know, where I wear an enormous security guard uniform, sit there and watch TV all night long, you know, watch some reruns, maybe like Wings, I don't know, maybe like Coach, I don't know. Never watched either one of those shows. I don't even know what they are. But anyway, that's what I always assume. So the fact that we might be able to really and actually retire, wow, that's a mind blower. So for the last year or so, we've been operating under that assumption, that delusion. And, you know, we've bounced around. Where are we going to retire to? You know, that's the thing. Where are we going to go to? You know, so we bounced around all over. It's got to be the Southeast. That's non-negotiable. That's where we want to go. We want to get away from the sun. Or no. What? We want to get away from the snow and the ice. And, you know, to a lesser extent, the angry kielbasa eaters, you know. And move southward, and where it's a little bit more sunny and a whole lot less icy. So that's where we want to go. We'd like, at some point, we're thinking near the ocean, but we've had other scenarios in our heads too. So we bounce around. Right now, we believe we'd like to go to the Myrtle Beach area. 6 months from now, it might be somewhere else. It might be Galveston, Texas. I don't know. Who knows? But right now, we're focused on Myrtle Beach. And so one of the reasons we wanted to go down there without the kidlets was, you know, in addition to eating and drinking near water, which was number one, that was the number one goal. We also wanted to do some exploring around, maybe like finding an area that we can focus on, take this thing to the next level, this delusion, so we can ramp the delusion, you know, up to the next level. And so that's what we did. And we did a lot of that while we were gone. And I thought I'd briefly tell you about that today, the experiences we had and the decisions we made, the conclusions we came to. So that's the theme of today's show. House hunting with Jeff and Tony. All right, so the first place we went to was in this area called Little River. Didn't like it. Seemed too far off. It seemed like it was too far removed from what we like about Myrtle Beach. It was very, I mean, you could have been anywhere. I mean, it didn't even feel like Myrtle Beach, you know. So, you could have been anywhere. So, but we went into this what do you call it? Housing development, subdivision, I guess. So we went in this subdivision where they're in the process of building this place out. You know, phase three. We're in phase three, or seven phases. You know, that kind of thing. So what you do is you buy the lot, and then they build a house. You know, you choose which model house you want. And with all whatever upgrades or changes, you know, you make some agreement. They go in and they build it for you. That's the way it works. So they have four different models there. And they were way, you know, it was a fraudulent endeavor from the get-go, you know. We couldn't afford these places. I mean, I don't even know why we were there. So, but, you know, we were going through the motions. And they gave us a big stack of information and, you know, trying to sell us. You know, it wasn't a hard sell, but it wasn't a soft sell either. But they said, all right, you guys go. There's four models, different price points, all of them wildly out of anything that you could ever afford in a million years. I mean, they didn't say that, but you know, that was the situation. And you know, just you know, if you have any questions, come on back when you're finished. And if not, you know, we'll be in contact. I'm sure they will. And you know, and, you know, so they say, let us go. So there's four houses. They're staged. You know, they got all the furniture in them to make it look nice as hell. You know, it's got every upgrade. Like, all right, this one starts at $359, but with the upgrades here that you're seeing, $700,000. No, that's an exaggeration. But, you know, so they're really nice. So we start going through. We went through the first one. It was beautiful. I mean, things are really nice, you know, but they're not, you know, they're outside of any kind of possibility for us. So, but we're going through them. And by the second one, I was like, I was having trouble. I don't know. I hesitate to bring this up as well, but, you know, I was having an issue, a gastrointestinal distress. And I don't have any issues with that. But I'm like an old country craftsman, you know, like maybe like a Swiss, maybe like a fine Swiss timepiece. When it comes to, I'm like a Swiss shitting watch. The way I want a specific schedule, never deviate. In fact, people don't believe this. People think I'm lying, or they think I should call the Guinness Book of World Records, possibly Ripley's Believe It or Not. When I tell them this, you know, I don't bring it up like right away. I wait until maybe like the second day I know somebody. But I have never once in my entire working career shit at work. That's right. Not since I took my first job when I was 17. Prior to that, I was an aging paper boy. Had a paper out from like 12 to 17. Way too old. I mean, this is back in the days when there were really paper boys. Now these guys driving around in cars. What the hell's that? I hoofed it, baby. So I was 17. I got a job at the Dunbar Toll Bridge as a toll collector. Hell yeah. That was highly... Anyway, so starting at that 17 to today, which is many decades later, not once have I crapped at work. Thank you. You know, thank you. It's an accomplishment. People don't believe me when I say it. But it's absolute truth. So you don't need to. I mean, you can train yourself. When your brain knows that that's not a possibility, that is not going to happen, it circumvents. It goes around. It creates a new path. You know, so that's not a possibility. So it never happens. Never. It's never an issue for me. I never have a problem with that. I am a Swiss shitting watch. but this day, when I travel, sometimes the rhythm gets thrown off a little bit. I could go into deep detail, but you probably don't want to know about it. But it starts the day, the travel day. It starts there, and then the rhythm gets thrown off. So I was having distress this day when we were going through that second model, and we were upstairs. And they had this loft up there. It was built for like it was set up for like some teenager's room, you know. It had a sitting area. I mean, what kind of? It's like a whole suite. It's like a bathroom, a big giant bedroom, a sitting area. I mean, are you serious? What is that? I mean, anyway. So I was up there. I was eyeing the bathroom. I was like, maybe I could. Hey, you know, I didn't know if it was real. I didn't even know if the toilets. I didn't even know if the water was turned on. You know, I don't know. I don't know if they were like phony. If I sit down on that thing, it just collapse. Made of plastic. It's like made of plastic. I don't know. Like the TVs are all fake and everything. So I didn't know if the toilet was actually a toilet. But I told Tony. I said, I checked it out, and there was toilet paper in there. I was like, hey, you know, but it was hidden. It was hidden inside of a cabinet. I was like, yeah, maybe I could, you know, we're up in the top of this thing. There's nobody else. I told Tony, I said, why don't you head on down? I'll catch up to you. I got something I got to take care of. She's like, what? For a second, she didn't know what I was talking about. And then she was like, then when she realized, she's like, are you serious? What the hell is wrong with you? So so she went downstairs. She got out of there quickly. And I proceeded to completely shit up the entire loft of this model home, you know. And it was, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they, I'm not sure if they had to close it down for a day or I don't know if they had to bring Surf Pro in there. To maybe like bring it back like it never even happened, you know. I don't know, but you know, I found sweet relief in that loft, that teenager's suite up there, and Tony was like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? You know, because I don't do, this is not something I do, you know. That is like so outside the realm. I've known guys, I know guys in my life who, you know, will be riding down the street and they're like, find a fast food restaurant, find one. You know, and they're like instantly in a panic. And you got to drive like you're in that movie Bullet, you know, to get them to some Long John Silver so they can have some kind of like power crap, you know. And that's not me. I don't operate like that. I don't even understand that. You know, what the hell? Do you know, what are you, like a pigeon? Shit just falls out of you, you know, and you don't have any say in the matter. So anyway, this is way outside my behavior. So she was like, what is wrong with you? So, but anyway, the thing about that is, when we went back to the office, I don't know, I think he had to walk, we went back in the office and, they treated us differently, or in my mind they did. It's like, do they somehow know? There are cameras in that place? Listening devices? I hope there's not any listening devices. So, I had it in my head that something changed. So that happened. That was day one. Didn't like that Little River area. We went to several other ones. We didn't like any of them. Well, the houses are all spectacular. Almost all of them outside any realm of possibility that we could ever afford such a thing. I don't know. But, and the areas just didn't feel like, this didn't feel right to us. And so we went into some grocery stores, try to soak in the local ambiance, as they say. And, it just didn't feel right. Nothing clicked. But we encountered, several different salespeople. And one of them, I went in there and I was dropping, zingers, high quality comedy. I was dropping some comedy gold on this guy. He wasn't laughing. He didn't even smile. It's like, I told Tony afterwards, I was like, fuck that guy. I'm not doing business with him. I'm not buying a house from this guy. If he can't even laugh at that, forget that. So he was out. There was also this situation where, we go into these things. These people are pretty high pressure, They're wanting to, they're working it, baby. So that's annoying. I mean, we're 8 years out maybe before we can even, we're not going to be signing any papers today. So then we go to, that's irritating. We bitch about that. But then we went into this one place and there was no pressure whatsoever. So instead of thinking, there you go. That's refreshing. I'm thinking, well, they think we can't afford this. What are they judging us? So there's no winning with me. I'm like, what do they think? We're white trash? And fuck that guy, So I start getting all worked up. And so there's literally no winning with me. But so that was that. Also, there was a place where they had, there was all kinds of signs that warned about alligators. I certainly don't need that at this point, I have the sign here. It's on my phone. Took a picture of it. It says, alligators may live here. Be gator safe. Do not approach, feed, or harass alligators. Harass? Who's going to harass an alligator? Swim or wade in designated areas only. Keep pets out of the water at all times. Then down at the bottom of this thing, it talks about not feeding alligators. It says if you feed them, they'll become less afraid of humans, and that could lead to tragedy. But the fact that it says it's not so much that it leads to human tragedy. It could lead, like if a gator, say, eats a baby. You start feeding it, you start throwing hoagies out there. I don't know. What do you feed an alligator? Maybe it's only, like meatballs or something. So those things, then they start getting all comfortable. Next thing you know, eats a baby. All right, say, you know, this is a hypothetical. And then they have to kill the gator. That seems to be, the sign seems to, it's not so much that the baby got eaten, it's that it's going to lead to the death of the gator. So down at the bottom, it has like a paragraph of this. It says, remember, this is how it concludes. It says, remember, a fed gator is a dead gator. So there you go. So I don't like this. I don't like the sounds of that. I don't like to be, you know, be out for my morning constitutional, my walk, and a gator, you know, like leaps out of the, do they leap? I don't know. Things like leaps out of the water and just like attaches to my side of my torso. And then that's it. You know, that's the way it ends. I don't even make it to the, you know, watching Wings and Coach, you know. So I don't need that. I didn't like the sounds of that either, you know. But they're all over the place. Gator signs all over the place. Also, this is kind of interesting, at least to me. One place we went to gave us this list. They gave us a packet of information. Everywhere you went gave us a big packet of information. This one place has Homeowners Association do's and don'ts. They call it do's and don'ts, but it's actually a bunch of don'ts. So I thought I'd read some of those. This is a place called Bridgewater. I don't remember where this is, but these are the HOA guidelines. It says storage buildings are allowed as long as they are approved prior and must match the main house detailing, trim, roof placed on a permanent foundation. Above ground pools and tree houses are not allowed. Can't build a tree house? A bunch of bullshit, man. Above-ground pools, that's a big northeastern thing. I don't know. People wouldn't care for that down these folks up here. Clotheslines are not permitted. That's hilarious. No parking on the streets allowed. That would be cramping people's styles around here, too. RVs, trailers, boats, commercial vehicles are not allowed to be stored on site. So you got to, if you have a camper, I guess, you got to store it. You can't store it anywhere on your property. It's crazy. Fireworks are not allowed. Pets are allowed, but only up to 4 domestic animals. That's all right. That doesn't seem too bad to me. Garage doors. Here's a good one. Garage doors must be kept closed when not in use. That's a controversial subject here at the House of K, at Shea K. Because I say, if you're not using the garage, close the door. You know, I yell at the kids all the time. They open it and never close it. So I'm always yelling. Tony's like, what does it matter? I said, it matters because it looks like trash. That's why it matters. And she's like, it does not. It doesn't matter if the garage door's up. I said, I don't like it, you know. So these people at Bridgewater, you know, they're confirming my feelings on the matter. Garage doors must be kept closed when not in use. Hell yeah. Let's see. Artificial vegetation is prohibited on the exterior of your home. Artificial vegetation? That's weird. Do people do that? I don't know. What is that? What is that, like AstroTurf? Or like fake trees or something? I don't know. Solar panels are not permitted. Gardens must not be placed upon the side or front of your home. Surveillance cameras, lights must be approved. Here's a good one. This is a classic. No window air conditioning units are permitted. This area that we live here, the Upper Pierogi Belt, there is no central air. Nobody has central air on any of their homes, which is bizarre to me. I've never lived in a place where central air is not not standard. But you could have a $5 million home. You could drive by a $5 million home and there's like window units in every window of the house. It's crazy. So they don't even allow them in this place. I love this Bridgewater. I love the snobbery. I love their brand of snobbery. Fences must be approved, blah, blah, blah. So some of those are kind of interesting. I lived in a place with a HOA in Atlanta. It was fine. We didn't have any issues. They didn't, you know, we didn't have any run-ins with them. Everybody thinks that they're, I mean, I guess it depends on who's running it, you know. If it's a overzealous person, which I guess sometimes it is, or maybe often is, you know, you have trouble, but we never had any issues with them at all. I don't know what value they bring, but anyway, so that's what we did. We went to a bunch of them. None of them felt right until the final one. It was in this area called Surfside Beach. It was another one of these developments. The guy there was really cool. The houses were great, and they weren't as super as expensive as the other ones. In fact, the one we liked the best was all on one level. It's like 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, or 2.5 baths or something. It had like a screen porch on the back. Beautiful big kitchen. And the price for the place was within the realm of possibility. It was like, holy shit, the area felt right. The guy said it was a 10-minute golf cart ride to the beach. So, you know, the area felt right. The house was perfect. The price was right. The guy talking to us laughed at my jokes. He was cool. You know, it felt perfect. So we came out of there feeling like, holy shit, man, this could really work. You know, unbelievable. Beautiful neighborhood, normal people, out and about, a lot of activity. Everything felt right about it. So that was the last place we looked at, and it was beautiful, perfect. So then we walked away from that thing, driving away, thinking, that might be it. We might have found our spot. And then a weird thing started happening. I've never felt this before. I started thinking, you know, when we leave that place in Pennsylvania, that home, you know, it's going to be kind of sad. You know, we've been there for 20 years. It's going to be kind of sad the day we drive away from that place. Never had that feeling before. So that's new. It's probably true, though. We're going to, you know, we raised our kids here. We had Andy, Black Lips Houlihan, greatest dog in America. You know, we had him for 17 long years here. We have a lot of good memories in this house. You know, there's a lot of negatives, but, you know, it hasn't been all negative. There's plenty of good times. So I never could have predicted that. So anyway, that started kicking in already. So I told you, I'm never satisfied. I find the perfect spot. We're in the hunt. We're on the hunt. We find it. Figure out a way to bring a little negativity to it. There you go. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this thing. We're at the end. This is a Thursday show. Usually these are for patrons only, but I'm making the first 3 available to everybody. So if you want to hear these Thursday shows, if you like what you heard today, you can sign up for a patronage over at patreon.com. It's patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more patronage, they call it. It's a monthly donation. It's $4. Put it on a credit card. The first of every month, they charge you for $4. And in return, as a thank you from me, you get a free episode every week of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. So that's the deal. It's only $4, or it could be more. You can do $767 a month. You could do $944 a month, you know, but $4 will do it. You can go higher. That's completely up to you. That's at patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up today and you'll double down on the West Virginia Surf Report. All right, we're at the end. I hope you enjoyed this. I will be back on, what is today, Thursday? I will be back on Monday. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. I'll see ya. Bye. And you got to drive like you're in that movie Bullet, you know, to get them to some Long John Silver so they can have some kind of like power crap.